This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast, the 20th of April. Durham didn't make Warwickshire work hard for their win on the final day at Edgbaston. Resuming on 11 for 1 after being set an unlucky 413 for victory, they were bowled out for just 94 by what was ranked as the best bowling attack in county cricket. Chris Wright was the man who did the bulk of the damage on this occasion, but just so often any of Chris Wokes, Gene Patel or Keith Barker, all of whom joined in the wicket-taking melee. Wright quickly had Durham's top four all back in the pavilion with only 23 on the board, and then returned to have Scott Borthwick and Callum Thorpe caught behind, and with figures of 6 for 31 from 16 overs. Phil mustered top score for Durham with a dogged 28 off 119 balls. For a while, Surrey might have fancied their chances of pinching a win on the final day at the Oval. Stuart Meeker struck twice and Gareth Batty and Xander de Bruijn once each to reduce Somerset to 82 for 4 in their second innings, a lead of only 100 runs. However, Alvaro Peters and Joss Butler added 109 for the fifth wicket, and by the time Peterson fell 9 short of twin centuries and Somerset debut, the game was as good as over. It meandered on to allow Butler to reach three figures, but he disappointed, giving Gary Keady his first wicket in Surrey Championship colours when on 94. In Division 2, a promising final day in Cardiff turned into a damp squib, only this time it wasn't the Welsh weather to blame. Worcestershire collapsed in their second innings from 195 for 5 to be all out for 207, and so set Glamorgan as 36 to win. Ben Wright and Will Bragg duly knocked off the runs, as history was made. It is the first time in 42 years that Glamorgan had beaten Worcestershire in a county championship fixture in Cardiff. Jim Allenby completed a satisfying match all round by dismissing three of the pair's batsmen to fall today, while Michael Hogan had key man Tilan Somerware caught and bowled for 79 to start the collapse of 5 for 12. And the match at Grace Road between Kent and Leicestershire petered out as expected into a tame draw. Leicestershire's first innings was finally brought to a close at 495, giving them a lead of 89 runs. They knew that early wickets were vital if they were going to force a positive result, but Sam Northeastern Rob Keane scored against that and his 74th first wicket. Northeast was caught behind off century maker Shiphtha Kaur for 32, but Keane and Brendan Nash took Kent to safety. Nash made 63 of the second wicket partnership of 124, with a game called off not long after his departure and straight after Rob Key had completed his century.